Happy Thanksgiving. And welcome to St. John Lutheran Church, as this night we celebrate the day of Thanksgiving, where we give thanks to God for all of his blessings to us, the one time of year that we actually do that. No, we do that each and every day of the year. Thanks be to God for all of his blessings to us. And so we take a special moment tonight to do that in our worship service, and we'll do that using Divine Service Setting 3, which begins on page 184 within our hymnal, and thus we'll receive the gifts of God in the Word and the sacraments. If you're a guest or visiting with us, we do extend a special greeting and welcome to you. Glad that you are here this evening. Ask that you and all of our members alike take a moment to fill out the attendance card you can find in your pews. Hand those to the ushers when they collect the offering midway through the service. We sing now our first hymn, hymn 892, Come Ye Thankful People, Come. Stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has given us increase. God our God shall bless us. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Almighty God, your mercies are new to us every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for Thanksgiving is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and let you hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell, these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves, know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Together we confess the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father.
Seated now as the hymn of the day is sung.
Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It is almost a lost art, the writing of thank you notes. Some are still faithful in performing this kind gesture. However, many cannot bring themselves to write that simple note. And for many, it never even crosses their minds. Now, you can buy thank you cards by the 10-pack or more in bulk. Even some cards with very thoughtful sentiments already written down. Even so, to complete this action is seemingly monumental for many these days. There are many who simply state that they do not wish to receive a thank you note. And that is certainly their prerogative. But that should not drive the idea that such notes are not valuable. I will admit that writing thank you notes as a kid was tedious. Felt like a chore that needed to be accomplished, but with no reward, because the gift was the reward already received. But now, imagine spending much time and effort and thought composing the most wonderful thank you note. You recall that specific gift or service for which you are indeed thankful. You write out all the many ways that that gift is appreciated, how best you will go forth in using it, and certainly all the benefits you will receive from it. With all of your finest emotions and sentiments poured out for posterity, there's something missing from the notes. There is no addressee. The note does not begin with, "Dear, fill in the blank." It just simply begins. So you put the note in the envelope, mark your return address in the upper left-hand corner, affix a stamp, and place it in the mail. However, your note goes nowhere. As your note was not addressed, so there was no receiver marked on the envelope. All of your thoughtfulness and all of your appreciation written down. But to whom were you expressing your thanks? Many Americans will gather together with loved ones tomorrow for a fine feast and celebration. Today is said to be one of the busiest travel days of the year. Miles and miles are traversed to attain to that one home where the scent of roasted turkey wafts through the door as the guests enter. Festive fall decorations and even some preliminary Christmas items adorn the home. All the food that has been prepared is brought out, and water and wine are poured. Salads and rolls are passed around. And then all stop to speak about something for which they are thankful. It is Thanksgiving, after all. But just like that recipient-less thank you note, the declarations of thankfulness are made, but no target is mentioned. To whom will so many give thanks? Themselves, their families, others. As the world increases in unbelief, or at the very least continues in its unbelief, more and more will realize the futility of such thankfulness. For what good does it even do to give thanks if the people you are thanking are not even present? Is it merely an exercise in virtue signaling? I have many blessings. Look how thankful I am. And how humble. Of course, something is seriously wrong. with this picture. Someone is completely missing from these exercises in appreciation. And you and I know, as Christians, that it is to God above that we give thanks and praise forever. You have been well catechized to know that God has given you clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, good health, good weather, good reputation, friends and neighbors, and all the rest. And you have faith to rightly give thanks to the proper recipient of your gratitude. That faith causes you to give thanks. Now, to be sure, the 10 lepers in tonight's gospel text had faith in Jesus. They all cried out to him for mercy, even calling him Master, Lord. It's likely true that they sought help wherever they could find it, but their options would be very limited. Few would risk their own health and their own religious uncleanliness to help such a leper. As much of Jesus' earthly ministry was taking place in Galilee, these 10 men near the border of Galilee and Samaria had heard the word that was spreading wild about this great Jesus of Nazareth. And seeing this man walking their way with such a tight-knit group of followers, they were rewarded by finding out that this truly was that Jesus that they had heard about. He had healed so many others. Certainly, he would do the same for them. So they gladly listened and obeyed Jesus' directive to go, be on your way, and show yourselves to the priests. That by itself would take some pretty serious faith. Priests that could declare the unclean to be clean were located in Jerusalem. These men would have a long way to go, long way to travel to receive such a desired declaration. But they were all too glad to do it, since Jesus had told them so to do, and because that would indeed return them to their normal lives once more. At some point in their traveling, all 10 men are cleansed from their leprosy. Luke leaves the timing uncertain, but it is likely that they had traveled quite a distance before they were healed and realized it. And once that realization did finally set in, they had to figure out what to do next. Continue on to Jerusalem and receive that desired cleanliness decree, and then maybe go back and find Jesus and talk again with him. Or turn back now, give up all the ground that they had already made, and return thanks to Jesus. Only one of those 10 men thought it necessary to return at that point and give thanks to the proper recipient. You can be sure the others were quite thankful. But to whom? Did they not know that it was Jesus who had healed them? Or because it happened a while down the road, maybe they thought it wasn't him after all. Whatever the thinking, only one returned to Jesus, realizing finally his true identity. The man gets back to Jesus, falls down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Jesus declares to this lone man that his faith has actually saved him. That is the word used in Greek in this text, the word for saving. Why did this man alone return to Jesus to give him thanks? He had faith beyond that faith of seeking Jesus out for his own bodily help. He had faith to return to Jesus and to worship him as God. And what is found in Jesus' words to that Samaritan, and that his faith had saved him? Because the Samaritan believed, trusted in Jesus, now he came back to him and gave him the right thanks, the proper thanks. And Jesus announced the true reality of the faith that brought that man back, that man was now saved through faith. Faith in Jesus himself. And Jesus himself would soon traverse that same distance to Jerusalem and to bring cleansing to the holy temple and truly to all people in all the world. For Jesus would be that desired and demanded sacrifice offered for the cleanliness of all mankind. Jesus, the only one not ever soiled with sin, he would shed his holy and precious blood for the covering to go over all people. The Lord Jesus would perform the greatest deed, worthy of all thanks and all praise, all honor and all glory. Christ would win salvation for all. And you have been given that same saving faith through the waters of holy baptism as Jesus instituted it. And the Lord Jesus has blessed you richly by feeding you with his own life-giving body and blood. And all that you have is a gift from God. Your faith in Christ Jesus has saved you, and your faith leads you to give thanks to him, the proper recipient of all our praise. And yes, while many things still do go wrong in this short life, the perfect and the eternal life belongs to you. And you shall live forever, fully clean, in the very presence of Jesus himself, with all the saints who have gone before us, with all the great company of heaven. And the one Lord Jesus Christ, he is the right and proper recipient of all of your praise and all of your thanks tomorrow when you gather together for that great feast and every day that you are given are his gifts to you through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and unto life everlasting. Amen. We stand to sing the offertory. We stand to sing the Nunc Dimittis. Give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen.
You may be seated. We'll sing our closing hymn in just a moment. A couple announcements before we do end. Our season of Advent begins this coming Sunday, so in celebration of that and preparation, we will decorate our sanctuary this coming Saturday. So if you're in town and would like to help us out, we'll meet here in the sanctuary at 9 a.m. and get that taken care of, usually in under 2 hours. So we look forward to that. Next week, then, Wednesday begins our Advent midweek services. We'll have a 3:30 service and a 7:15 service. There will be a dinner between those services, so you're welcome to join us for that as we prepare our hearts and our minds for the celebration of our Lord's birth. We sing now our closing hymn.